Dunk, it's time. It's time for the end.
This is Last Orders.
Well, no, that starts in the next podcast. This is the last 20 and go in this format.
I think we should call it the lock-in, by the way. I've changed it. I don't think we should call it the King's Head.
You want the new podcast that you want all these listeners to subscribe to that are listening to our podcast to continue listening to us. You want them to type in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the lock-in with Rich and Dunk.
Yeah, the lock-in with Rich and Dunk.
Perfect. Okay.
It'll be a pub sign with Rich and my heads on it. And then eventually we'll also potentially, if we get, you know, if we get to a stage where we can sustain a Patreon, we might even start doing beer mats with album artwork on.
I mean, I really like the idea of just selling like pub shit.
Merch. Yeah, I really like pub merch.
Pub merch is a great idea. I want a pint glass or like a fucking, you know, like those big iron fucking huge pint glasses, like the steel ones.
Like proper tankards. Or the German ones.
You know, the huge German fucking drinking out of a boot and shit. Oh, man. I want that printed with, you know, the lock-in with Rich and Dunk. This, I mean, the name already is better than 20 and Go. No offense, 20 and Go. But
You've done us well for nearly 5 years.
But we're ready for it. We're ready for a new adventure. We're going to fucking expand this shit. Me and Dunk are going to be talking everything from the usual shit that we talk about in 20 and Go. It's all still going to be there. We're going to be talking a lot more sport, a lot more about Tottenham and Chelsea and other football teams. Women's football is going places right now. We're going to talk Formula One. We're still going to have the Village Idiot Joe come in and do some episodes. We'll have the
bar. We're going to have a pub quiz. We're going to do some more stuff in person. Yeah, it's going to be great.
We'll have the barmaid marry. We're going to have a lot of people involved. So it's going to be fucking good, man. It's going to be a good time. So make sure you find it and subscribe to it. It'll be out.
But before you listen to the rest of this podcast,
it'll be ready. I'll have it set up.
Yeah, maybe.
No, there'll be at least a trailer.
Okay.
Right, so for the final one, right, I thought the easy thing for us to do would to be like talk about something big. And I thought, you know what? The biggest question in the world is what's the meaning of life? But we already done that, Dunk. We tackled that right at the start when we first started doing this. Do you remember?
Not right at the start, mate. Episode one was toilet paper, and that was a banger of an episode. I think if anybody is waiting for the lock-in, I reckon you should start the cycle of episodes again.
Yeah, sure.
Binge it. They're only 20 minutes long. It's easy.
They're great to listen to when you're taking a shit. Joe's told me.
You could listen to 18 in the space of a work day very comfortably and still make time to eat shit and procrastinate.
If you wanted to increase your wanking, possibilities, and you want to try and not come for 20 minutes, we're a great podcast to edge to.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
I am. So instead, I thought, you know what? Let's ask the second biggest question in life and the world. And no, it's not what religion's the right religion, Dunk.
We know the answer to that.
It's
the cult of James the Sixth.
It's who is the smartest person that ever has existed. And two people come to my mind, Dunk, but I'm intrigued to see who you would say are the smart... Who comes to your mind when you think two of the smartest people that ever existed?
Are we talking by modern standards?
I mean, it's up to you. I would go with modern standards, but you don't have to.
Because there's one that sticks out, who was a mathematician, and his name is Pythagoras.
Oh, sexy.
Okay, so a lot of people... I mean, a lot of people have theories in maths, but theories are only called theories because they can potentially end up being proven to be false in the future. There's only one theorem, and that belongs to Pythagoras, and that's figuring out the distance of a hypotenuse on a right-angled triangle. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
You're talking such clever shit right now, Dunk. Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking year 7 mathematics. So A squared plus B squared equals C squared. But it's a theorem. It cannot be disproved. It's 100% true. Yeah, it's 100% true. So there's that guy. So for his age, you know, considering that he was way back, you know, we're talking several thousand years ago, and considering how dumb people have got with witchcraft and various other sort of things in those years, the fact that his theorem has remained the same throughout all of that time is quite astounding. So he was quite a clever guy.
Okay.
But so was... I'm not going to say... Einstein, I don't think, was... the most clever person.
Hold on! You can't just say that. That's a big statement to make. You can't just say that Albert Einstein wasn't one of the smartest human beings on the planet. He is known as one of the smartest people that was ever around.
Okay, but I think... we actually lost one of the smartest people earlier this week.
Hold on. Before you say that, why do you not think Albert Einstein is that smart?
Because the theory of relativity required people like Stephen Hawking to come along
now
and throw more information at it to make sense of it.
What is the theory of relativity?
I'm not going to go into the theory of relativity with you, mate, because I want to talk about Peter Higgs.
Who the fuck is Peter Higgs? And why the fuck are you saying that Stephen Hawking isn't one of the smartest people?
No. I think Stephen Hawking is among the smartest people. He's among the smartest people.
Is he smarter than Albert Einstein? Was he better than Albert Einstein? Was he way brainier?
Yes, because Hawking fleshed out Einstein's theories and ended up adding mathematical formulae into it in order to prove certain aspects of it, but also take away some of the conceptual thoughts that Einstein had about the theory of relativity.
Who had the sexier wife? Sorry, continue.
I would say probably neither of them. So earlier, as we're at the time of recording, so it's currently the 11th of April. So 3 days ago, I think one of the smartest men of the past 50 years died. Certainly one of the smartest physicists. And he's the reason that CERN exists. The Hadron Collider over in Switzerland.
Oh, that thing that's going to kill us all.
Yes, because they're trying to find what he discovered.
Which is?
It's the God particle. It's the Higgs boson. It's the God. So the Higgs boson is essentially the point at which the Big Bang happened. So the Hadron Collider, just looking into space itself, because space is always expanding, so you can actually look back in time. So you can see the cosmic radiation from just after the Big Bang happened, which was, I think it's something like 0.000097 seconds after the Big Bang. So you can see that. But nobody's seen the particle that actually was the creation, if you will. Mm-hmm. Big Bang particle, or the God particle. And it's Higgs boson who... put all of the mathematics and theory in place that potentially could create a Big Bang, which is why they have CERN and they're accelerating particles at each other quickly enough to try and create a Higgs boson particle.
Okay.
And that's why he is one of the most intelligent people of, you know, 60 years ago he originally came up with a theory when he was in his 30s. Again, another accomplished guy. All of these episodes this week have been about accomplished people who have done stuff in their 30s.
Is that trying to make you feel better, Dunk, about your
age? I don't know whether it's trying to make me feel better about the fact that I am 30 at the moment and maybe I'm going to have my big break. Or maybe it's too late. It's too late for both of us, mate.
What about Tesla? Wasn't Tesla pretty fucking important?
Nikola Tesla?
Yeah, that guy.
Not really.
Didn't he invent loads of shit?
So Nikola Tesla Yeah, he was a Serbian-American inventor who played with electricity.
Which is, you cannot say that electricity hasn't played a massive part into changing all of our lives.
Yeah, but he didn't discover it.
No, but he fucking enhanced it and used it, found a way for us to all fucking use it.
Well, he invented the Tesla coil, which is not really a way of enhancing it.
I love you, Dunk, because you're basically talking about all the smartest people that have ever done something and saying, they weren't that fucking clever. I'm a train fucking guy. They ain't that fucking clever.
I mean, I come from an engineering background, actually, but I don't have to use much brain power in the train game in order to do my day-to-day job. No, Tesla wasn't that smart. Are you going to tell me that Alfred Nobel was smart?
No, I don't really know that guy.
The origin of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
The man who discovered dynamite and then proceeded to blow himself up with it.
Yeah, that's not very smart.
No, it's worthy of a Darwin Award, but we still have an award that's named after the guy.
Hey, Joe will appreciate this. When we were kids in school, we went to a very bad school in a poor area, and it wasn't the best. It was an overflow school. We got the worst GCSEs in the borough, etc., etc. But we would misbehave quite a lot. And the way one of our maths teacher, Mr. Lee, would get us to behave, quite clever, really, is he would promise that if we behaved and if we did, you know, our work and shit and weren't fucking throwing each other's bags out the windows and all the dumb shit that we'd done, he would read a story on the Darwinism site or whatever it's called.
And, oh, the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, and he would always tell us a fucking fantastic story about how some idiot died. And that would make us all behave.
Because you didn't want to be the next idiot in the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, until we read that story and then we'd start misbehaving again afterwards.
Okay. I mean, Tesla... He was all right. He was all right. I don't think he was the greatest inventor ever. I don't think he was the smartest guy ever.
Would you say, right, and tell me if I'm crazy, would it not make more sense to make, like, the smartest person in the world the prime minister, president, than just some idiot MP?
No, because I think to run a country, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world. A lot of the smartest people in the world are high-functioning, autistic people.
Agreed.
Who are incredibly... They are fantastic. Like, they are human anomalies of...
Knowledge
and focus. Like, the brain is so dedicated to one thing quite often.
Sure, but not a big enough...
Which makes them incredibly smart in one field.
Yeah.
And they might not necessarily have, like, a big picture. And I think in order to run a country, you possibly need to have a big picture. But that said, I do think that, again, you look at our current crop of people, one of the things that they did through COVID, which is why we suffered more casualties than we needed to, was they decided to poo-poo scientists. Because we've currently got a government that is run... Well, we're not the only government run on ego, but you look at all of the governments that are at the moment. You've got Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. You've got Vladimir Putin in Russia. You've got the potential rise of Donald Trump again in America. Then you have a shitstorm that we've got here. Egotistical people do not make good politicians. So I think you need to strike a balance between those which are incredibly intelligent and those that just want power. And I think that's how you get the perfect person.
I feel like we'll never have the right people in charge to try and run the world and make the world a better place.
No, I reckon there'd be a good argument for almost having like a jury duty type system.
Yeah.
Where for, I don't know, 2 months of a year, you end up as the head of I don't know. So if you're a teacher, for example,
head of education.
Yeah, you'll get a letter through that says, right, we need someone to be head of education.
There'd be a lot of fuck ups in those 2 months, Dunk.
But at the same time, you're also on the ground, so you know.
I'd blow the budget. The budget would be gone in 2 months.
Well, you'd have advisors, but ultimately you'd be the person that would say, well, hang on, that's not going to work in reality.
It's true, actually. That's the big thing, is that they're not having advisors who are the people that do the day-to-day jobs that would be able to tell, you know, these idiots that make the rules. Yeah.
But that's civil servants can come up with the ideas, and then you as someone from that sector can turn around and say, whoa, that's a complete crazy waste of money. You'd be better if you did that. Then they can go away again, come back with a different case. And now, so you imagine that. So you've got that. You might have a bus driver as the head of transport. You might have a doctor or a nurse as the head of health.
I think
you've got an accountant as the head of finance.
I think this should be a new form of. So obviously we have like communism and kind of socialism, which comes from a lot of Karl Marxism theories, and then we have like capitalism. I think we should call this new idea Dunkism.
I think it could work. I think it'd be highly flawed, but I don't think it would be worse than what we've got now.
I'm willing to try a new form of society, Dunk. I will follow Dunkism.
You know, if you've got someone who's taking child benefits, for example, or receiving child, taking's a bad word.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't mean it like that.
You're not going to be cancelled, Dunk. Don't worry.
No, because this is the final episode. We can say what we want, mate. Yeah. We can just go wild. Brace yourself for another 7 minutes of slurs.
Does that mean we can release the episode that we were never allowed to release?
We might do that, actually. I reckon we should stealth release that.
Yeah, I think at some point. Too.
Just randomly.
What if we
halfway through our tenure?
What if we just put in the title, allegedly, and then we just release it? Because we covered it by saying in the title, allegedly.
No, I reckon when we've got our new podcast, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you get access to it.
Okay. All right, I'm up for that, Dunk. I'm up for that. If we get that many listeners...
That will help us fund...
the beer?
Yeah.
The beer, which is going to be more cups of tea and... I don't know what you drink majority-wise, Dunk. Dunk, what do you drink mostly?
In terms of...
Just liquid.
Just normal drink.
Yeah, what drink do you have most in your day?
When I'm at work, I drink tea like it's going out of fashion. I will occasionally break it up with an energy drink who aren't sponsoring us, so I'm not going to give you their name. But it's in powder form. So, yeah, I occasionally have one of them. But I drank tea for the rest of the day.
Good man.
From Yorkshire tea.
Good fucking man. I mean, Dunk,
it's a good strong brew.
We're coming up to the last minute. Let's just talk about
who's your most. Oh, we haven't heard who your intelligent people are. You poo pooed my ideas.
Well, because mine were the two people you shat on, which was Einstein and Hawking, and you were just like, they ain't that fucking.
No, I said they were good. No, I said that Hawking is more intelligent
than them, and I was thinking, well,
Einstein.
These and people revolutionized fucking everything.
I just went further and to say that Peter Higgs was even more intelligent, and he's the guy who died this week, so I think he should be remembered.
Okay.
Well, people should know his name.
Well, Dunk, I think we should be remembered for starting a podcast during a really scary time in the lockdown when we didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. Society was falling apart. People were dying left, right and centre. And we all didn't know what was going to happen. And me and you, locked in, not able to leave the house, were like, you know what, let's start talking again because we haven't really been able to talk in a while because of life. And let's start a weekly podcast where we chat shit about all different things. Let's rekindle our beautiful friendship, which I think we have done really well.
And, I don't think we've rekindled it. I think we've built it. We've built it up.
Yeah,
it's become stronger than ever.
Fair enough. So strong that we're now buying a virtual pub together.
We are buying a pub together.
And I want everyone to join us in our virtual pub. So subscribe. Right,
stop saying virtual pub. You're shattering the illusion. It's a real pub. Damn it.
Subscribe to the Lock-In with Rich and Dunk now.
We're actually gonna buy. We're gonna buy the house next door to Rich, which is apparently for sale, and we're gonna turn it into a pub.
It's perfect. It's called the Lock-In.
You heard it here first. It's called the Lock-In.
Bye.